Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. We love you so. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Praise God. Let's begin our service by singing number 465. I suppose the service has begun already as soon as we begin to touch the Lord, but together we can sing. 465 at Calvary. Jesus. Oh, thank you for the blind. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. The Lord Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And sometimes we like to think of that as if we exalt the Lord Jesus and praise him and lift him up in our midst, that he will draw our hearts to himself. And I'm sure he does that. And it's right to exalt him and praise him like that. But really, when you read there in John chapter 12, those words, he's talking about the cross. If I be lifted up on the cross, then I will draw all men unto myself. That's the only way that I can draw men to myself, by laying down my life, first of all. Right. And that's why we love to sing about Calvary. And when we think about Calvary, there's always accompanied with that a drawing in our hearts to the Lord, isn't there? There's a melting. We think about the love that was demonstrated there when Jesus died there on the cross for us. And we can't help but wonder why he should love me so, just as I am. He doesn't tell me to fix myself up. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And now we, even as Christians, we recognize with all my needs and all my faults, God's love is still perfect toward me. And so as we sing about Calvary, we often recognize the Holy Spirit drawing near to us and making our hearts tender to his love, his voice, his working. Let's believe that God will do that for us today, as we gather around the table of the Lord and as we continue to make much of the cross and much of the blood. Hallelujah. Let's pray that the Lord will sprinkle this meeting with his precious blood. The high priest took the blood of the sacrifice and sprinkled it on the tabernacle, the temple, and the vessels. And we, of course, can claim the sprinkling of the blood of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. The benefits, the blessings that he opened for us on Calvary. Lord, we pray that you'll sprinkle this meeting with your blood, and every one of us today, we claim the merits of your sacrifice and resurrection. Lord, we're so thankful that all that we need, that through your great love, has been provided for us at such a great price. Lord, you paid a great price so that we can freely receive the things that you desire to work in our lives. Lord, we thank you for all that you've been doing this week. We thank you, Lord, that today we have many opportunities to just be in your presence and to trust you, Lord, to reveal yourself. And we pray, Lord, that even this morning, that there'll be a real breakthrough among us, Lord. Let everything that you've done thus far just open the way for the greater work that God has in mind for us. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you for the ministry of healing in our bodies as well. And Jesus, every time we're in your presence, we know, Lord, that there's life. And we want to draw upon that life by faith today. And as we partake of these emblems and touch you, Lord, by faith, we pray that we shall experience that power, that resurrection life of Christ flowing through our bodies and making all things well. Again, we pray, Lord, that in all things you'll be glorified. Oh, Jesus, help us to just forget about ourselves for a while and just fix our eyes on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing also number 210, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. Praise God. Beautiful song and beautiful truth. 210, also in our hymn books. Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We heard from our brother Cecil last night how God helped to lift that burden. That burden of loss that he was carrying with the passing of his wife. I suppose there are many here that have been there in one way or another. Loved ones taken from us. And Jesus helps us to bear those losses. And he lifts those burdens and brings comfort in time. And we thank God for that. But you know, there are other burdens that people carry. There are struggles that we go through, and sometimes we ourselves become a burden to ourselves. Have you ever had that problem? I think that's my biggest burden. It's me, often. But you know, it's a wonderful thing that Jesus lifts that burden too. And he helps to get your eyes off of yourself and somehow makes you to know that there's hope for you in Christ. And, he makes his love so real to you, and somehow you know that even though I'm going through these struggles, he loves me. And I know that he made a way for me. And as I seek him, he'll make that way known to me. And that's so precious. And of course, it's all because of Calvary. If it wasn't because of Calvary, we wouldn't have access to him as we do. And to the help, the grace that God offers to us. And I thought this morning it might be nice to hear a few people tell of how God lifted their burden. If God should so prompt you. But you know, these testimonies are such a blessing to us, and maybe someone who's burdened here this morning would be, receive some encouragement to hear what God has done for you. Because it's no secret what God has done for you, he'll do for others. Amen. Praise God. Which reminds me of a song.
It is no secret.
Thank the Lord for a time in my life when I encountered something that only the Lord could understand. It was a need in my life, and I couldn't tell anyone about it. I think eventually I did mention something to Brother Gordon, and of course he prayed. But it was so difficult because I thought I was the only one in the world that had this problem. Or this need. But it was the Lord who met me at that time, told me that he knew all about it. He lifted that burden. Somehow he came to me and untangled the tangled web that I had been weaving within and without. and I'm so thankful for that. And so if there's anything that is bothering you, the Lord knows all about it. Mm. And He has the answer for you, and He has the ability to lift you above it, and to give you the grace and the wisdom how to deal with it. So I'm so thankful that we have a God like that.
Thank you.
Let's continue by singing the next verse, 53, and we'll sing the second verse.
Who bore my grief upon the tree?
Jesus. person that wants to share something yet? Before we sing that last verse, I'd like to yet give you that opportunity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Just the name of Jesus. It's like a prayer, isn't it? You sing that over and over again. And somehow the presence of God begins to make itself known to you. And somehow the burdens begin to fall off. The light begins to shine. The darkness begins to leave. Oh, that precious name of Jesus. Oh, how we love him. Praise him this morning with all our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise God.
The hill difficulty sometimes is present at Pilgrim Camp. I think of the potboys. They stack up very high. And sometimes we are made run very low into the pit of despair. But the Lord is always present to help. And I'm so thankful for that. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And that's something we need to definitely underline in our lives. We have to discipline ourselves to acknowledge that Jesus is always with us. And he's there as a refuge and strength and very present help in trouble.
Amen. Praise God. May we keep this up. We'll get to the celestial city in no time. Amen. Let's continue singing this song. Last verse of number 53.
Who's coming back?
Sustain you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord. We should stand and really open our hearts and praise the Lord this morning. God wants to deliver us from some of our burdens, and he does that when we praise him. We open our hearts and let his light in. Hallelujah. Let's help one another. Let's let the light come in to this meeting this morning. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah.
to God. Glory, 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 glory. Alleluia. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Alleluia. Wonderful Savior.
Sing that song and bring our offering to the Lord. We mentioned that we're collecting offering this morning for our children's fund, the only offering that we collect at camp Sunday morning, so that children can get to camp. Praise God. And I think that song is number, is it 41? 41 in our hymn books. Our ushers will help us, and let's trust that God will. I'm sure He will. Get the right children to camp at the right time in their lives. Hallelujah.
Jesus, my King, my wonderful Yeah.
thank you for bringing your instruments to camp. It's always such a blessing to come to camp and hear the orchestra and add so much to the singing. And there's such a sweet touch of the Holy Spirit upon our playing when we play unto Him. And it just helps to bring people into the presence of God. And so we use our talents to build up His kingdom and to serve Him. I always feel bad about those that God has so greatly gifted, but they don't use their talents for the Lord. They use them for themselves. Jesus was not pleased with those that traveled through the temple. I thought of that in connection with some of these great singers that are very famous. And you talk to them, and they got their start in church. I learned to sing in the house of God, in the choir, and sang my solos and played my instruments. But they didn't stay there. They didn't stay there using their glory, their talent for the glory of God. But they passed through the temple, and they got over to Hollywood or wherever. they can sing well, and they're greatly gifted. But it doesn't do anything to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm glad that our young people are using their gifts for His glory. And may it ever be so. Just like Lily said, may it ever be so. Praise God. We're going to look into the Word of God before we gather around the table of the Lord. Praise God.